So in terms of Monday morning quarterbacking, I'm kind of curious. If you had a patient, if she presented today and you knew she had a BRAF mutation, as sick as she was, would you still go on with chemotherapy?
No, for BRAF, I would definitely go with frontline targeted therapy because the response rates are pretty good, 65%, which is not what we see with chemo. So my first line is for a BRAF mutated patient, the combination of dabrafenib and trametinib.
And you don't think you lose anything in terms of speed or response?
No, I don't think so.
Right now, before we get off targeted therapy, what are the genomic alterations where you use targeted therapy first line in addition to ALK, EGFR, now you just said BRAF? We talked before about MET exon 14. You use targeted upfront there?
So no, for MET exon 14, I would use targeted therapy in more the second line or later setting. But we used to say four, now there are five alterations where we would use frontline targeted therapy, EGFR, ALK, ROS1, BRAF, and the most recent entrance is the NTRK fusion
Oh, I
gene.
thought you were going to say RET.
RET, we don't have an approved drug yet. For NTRK, we have an approved drug.
Well, that's
Once
true.
we have an approved drug for RET, that'll be six, and I'm hoping that happens very soon. Because there is a very promising RET inhibitor that's been published on.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's going to fall into the same category.
Absolutely. It has a 75% response rate and a median PFS that hadn't been reached at the time of the report. So certainly that drug is something I'm hoping will get into the clinic very soon.
Yeah, we did a survey, you probably were in it a couple of years ago, of investigators, and one of the questions we asked is first line, and at that point, RET and HER2 for sure were not first line. Now RET, I think, is going to come into the first line. I don't know what's left, but I guess HER2 still nothing, huh?
HER2, I think we are seeing still the 30-40% response rates, which are not enough to move HER2 targeted drugs to the frontline space.